Blog Talk Radio.
Hello learners, hello teachers. Let's talk about how to best help us grow. Welcome to the Michaela Higgs Show.
Hi, I'm Ashley Caprero, and I am the new host of the award-winning podcast, The Michaela Higgs Show. On this episode, I will be interviewing one of my favorite teachers at Aurora, Ms. Reyes. Ms. Reyes, how are you?
I am doing very well, Ashley. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, too. I am so glad that you were able to take time off of your schedule for this interview.
For you, I will always take the time.
I have a few questions that I have been waiting to ask you. My first question is, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Yes. So this is actually my first year at Aurora, and it is also my first year as a teacher. I am part of the TSA Memphis Core Member, so I'm a Core Member 2022. I originally came from Florida, so I moved from Florida all the way here to Memphis, Tennessee.
Nice. Who in your family has inspired you the most?
So the person that inspired me the most is my mom. She is my inspiration. Everything that she does is with love, and she juggles so much. She is my rock, and I know I can always count on her, so I aspire to be like her when I grow up.
Nice. Why did you decide to become a teacher?
So I have always loved working with children and have had different experiences within the classroom and outside of it. So from being a lead teacher in the daycare to being a substitute at a private school, becoming an actual teacher, the whole reason I am even involved in education was because I wanted to help children that face inequitable education and opportunities. So I came from very similar experiences, so I want to be able to teach kids that they can go to the distance and that they are entitled to a great education.
Nice. Why did you choose Memphis as a place to teach?
So I chose Memphis because it was different from what I already knew. I also really loved Tennessee, and the only two locations in TSA were Nashville, Chattanooga, and Memphis. And when I spoke to other, like, TSA alums, they spoke very highly of Memphis and kind of pushed me to come here.
Why did you not choose to teach in your home state of Florida? They need teachers too.
That is a great question. I have lived my whole life in Florida, and so when I was graduating, I kind of thought, well, at this point, if I don't leave, I'm never going to leave. So I kind of wanted to vent out of my comfort zone, so I think that's very important to try to figure out what comes next.
Now we are going to pause for a musical break. And when we return, I have a few more questions for our guest, Ms. Reyes.
I'm happy.
best help us grow. Welcome to the Michaela Hicks Show.
Welcome back. I hope that you enjoy that Caillou remix. That happens to be my favorite song. If you are just tuning in, I am Ashley Campero, the new host of the award-winning podcast, The Michaela Hicks Show, and I am interviewing one of my favorite teachers, Ms. Reyes. I want to ask you some questions about how this school year is going. Could you share with our listeners some of your biggest success so far as a teacher?
I think my biggest success as a teacher would be my relationships with my students. I can come into the classroom and know that they're entering something that is warm and welcoming, that we're both comfortable with each other, and that they know it's okay to make mistakes because they know I make them as well. So just the relationship that we have, we share a lot of grace with each other, and we are just really caring about each other.
Could you share with our listeners some of your biggest failures as a teacher? Did this ever lead you to cry in your classroom or cry once you returned home?
There have been for sure tears shed because of this. But I think my biggest failure would be that I assumed too much. So I assumed too much about myself and my teaching abilities. I learned that throughout my teaching career that it's not what they make it out to be. So I think because I assumed all of this that I was just going to come in and like rock it, and then, you know, reality kind of hit and it was stressful, not at all what I predicted. So no matter how much I prepared or thought I knew, there was always more to learn, and that was really, really frustrating in the beginning.
Cool. As you know, I want to become a better reader. What are you going to commit to in the next four weeks to help me accomplish that goal?
So some things that we're working on is kind of providing you guys more independence in the classroom to read. So anything that we're being read aloud, I'm giving you guys the opportunity to read it back to me. More in grade independent reading time. So instead of just letting you guys goof off on the computers, now we're giving you guys time to actually pick books that you like and actually read them. Allowing for more spelling, because y'all's spelling needs to be worked on. And so we're going to give you more spelling and more practice. And then just kind of helping you guys decode words. You guys know what the strategies, you guys know it. It's time that you guys apply it.
Nice. And my last question was advice. What advice would you give to those who are interested in becoming a teacher?
So my advice would be that there is nothing that is actually going to prepare you for being in front of a classroom with kids just staring at you, waiting for you to, like, say something. Nothing. Like, that is something that you will have to live in the moment, just a bunch of like 25 students just looking at you, waiting for you to start speaking. The only thing is that you have to come in every day, give it your all, and just no matter how many times you get down, just keep getting up.
Okay, practice makes perfect. Now we are going to play a game called Word Association. I will say a word or words, and you will tell me what other word comes in your head. RGI.
Disparities.
Rubber mulch.
Playground.
Foundation of skills.
Fluency.
Lesson plan.
Activities.
Okay. Class schedule.
Reward.
Dismiss attractor.
Chaos.
Nice. Well, that concludes our show. I want to thank Ms. Reyes again for taking the time to conduct this interview. I also really appreciate your commitment to the students for Aurora.
Thank you very much, Ashley, for having me on the podcast. I'm really excited to see how far this goes.
Okay. To our listeners, I hope you enjoy the episode, and we will release another episode during the third week of May. Adios.
Talking like the crowd.